Here, we walk above the ground on an elevated boardwalk to see how great are the mangrove and her trees. Between the land and the sea, the coastline can be tricky. Mixing of fresh and salt water results in the need for very specific adaptations. Oxygen-deficient mud is a thick blanket. Waterlogged and suffocating, the only way to take a breath is to reach up above the surface in the way pencil roots do. Stilts here are not a circus act. Not for trees to feel taller than they are anchors bearing down into the mud, propping the main body up above the changing tides, the shifting soils. These ultra-filtering roots remove the salt the tree cannot drink. Some trees are salt secretors. They take in what can cause them great dehydration and push them out later. Some force the salt from their bodies. The layers of crystals formed on leaves are washed away with sea breeze and tropical rains. Others collect the salt and store it in old leaves that fall and return the salt to where once it came. Because of their tenacity, they offer ecosystem services to both the land and the sea. They are protectors from tidal waves and tsunamis, taking in the shockwaves of the ocean. They are nurseries for young fish, homes to beloved crustaceans, and pit stops for migratory birds. Between the land and the sea, the coastline can be tricky, and these great survivors adapted to change others cannot live through. Oh, how great the mangrove and her trees! Someday I hope to be as great as thee.